Blog Talk Radio.
Team Lion Show is on and popping tonight. We have the lovely, the beautiful, and talented plus model, Kimanda. And you have a chance to show her love and support as we find out what really goes on in the mind of this beautiful model. So you all do not want to miss this. So come along with me, because Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like it or not. Like it or not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I want to quickly go to this subject before we get it started. I was going to give a special love shout, but now I'm going to give out a special Lion Files to start the show. My Baltimore Ravens, I love the team, and I love this brother so much, Ray Rice. I've been a fan of this team and will always be. I've been a fan of Ray Rice, but not now. As you all know, TMZ has recently released a video detailing what happened inside of the elevator. When the news broke out and when the video went viral and reactions came pouring in, Ray Rice was terminated from his contract from the Baltimore Ravens. He was also suspended indefinitely by the NFL, which for all intents and purposes will end his NFL career. I saw the video, and I don't want to see it again. It was shocking, and it was quite disturbing. Ray Rice may have been an upstanding citizen to that point, but this was despicable. I am a fan of the Baltimore Ravens, and I will always be one, as well as other teams. But Ray Rice, and I understand that we should practice forgiveness. It's not about forgiveness or not. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about being a fan. What he did was inexcusable, and his career should end. If you think that's a heavy price to pay, just imagine being on the receiving end of that brutal attack, like it or not. Much love to each and every one of you all out there from all around this beautiful world. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of the Team Lion Show, a.k.a. Like It or Not with Michael Lane. I am your host, Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Please, let me give you some information. We are going to be talking to the lovely Kimanda in just seconds. But here is the phone number I want to give you all. If you want to show this woman some love, if you have any questions, comments, whatever you want to do, then show your support. For this lovely lady, I want to give you the phone number, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. And now, I want to talk to you about a wonderful woman who I am proud of. I'm always proud to see plus women showing that beauty comes in all sizes, all shapes, in all colors. And she represents that. Kimanda. And I'm glad and I'm proud to have reached out to her. We're going to find out more about this woman, but she is a wonderful model. Recently, I've seen her work wearing some beautiful wedding pictures of just wedding gowns. We're going to talk more into this about this with this lovely lady. Without further ado, I want to bring to you, and we're going to learn more about this woman and how you can support her and follow her, the lovely Kimanda Hale. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing great. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing wonderful. I thank you so much for coming on to the show tonight.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm very honored.
Well, I love your work. You've been, you know, as soon as I saw you for your work for the first time, I became a fan, and I said, wait a minute. I've always been a supporter of plus modeling, and I just love pushing models as well as CEOs who wants to expose the talents of beautiful plus women. How did you become influenced? How did you get started into modeling?
Well, I originally started 2 years ago. That was my first photo shoot, but I've really been consistently modeling for the last year now. But modeling has always been something I wanted to do ever since I was little. Actually, when I was about 4 or 5, I was actually in pageants. And so it kind of started then, and then I got out of it, you know, for a while, and now I'm back in modeling, and I'm happy. You know, this is my dream, and I love to do it.
How were you feeling the first time that you modeled being such a young? Do you remember, like, having jitters or anything like that?
When I was little, I really don't remember much about it. I remember that I was really nervous. I was really nervous because it was a big crowd of people, and it was at this this place. It was probably hundreds and hundreds of people there, and, you know, just imagine you 4 years old in front of this crowd of people, and you have to walk and look pretty and things like that. So I was really nervous then.
And so did you develop – let me put it this way. Are you still – do you still get butterflies – before going into walking down the runway or going to a fabulous photo shoot?
Photo shoots, I'm never nervous at photo shoots, but when I do runways, I do get nervous like right before I go on, and then once I walk up there, then I'm not nervous anymore. Yep, so I just get the jitters just for a second, and then they go away.
So it's more of a comfort level. I guess it's with more people being out there in the runway.
Now I'm more comfortable than what I was before, and I'm more confident, you know, with my walk and everything. So when I get up there, it's like I own the stage. So I'm only nervous for a second when I see the crowd, and then once I, you know, get into model mode, then I'm okay.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. You have a page. We're going to get more into your Kimanda plus size model page in a few minutes. But I was on your page, and I've recently seen some very, very beautiful photos. It was like a wedding setting type or wedding gown. Was those pictures taken recently?
Yes, those were actually a show that I did not even two weeks ago. It was for Jazara Safari Bridal Expo. That was in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh,
but
wow,
I had
that's awesome. But you looked, I mean, it was absolutely fabulous. I loved it.
Well, thank you.
Now, tell the world that's listening your humble beginnings. Now, where were you born, and who were your main influences today?
Well, I was born and raised in Flint, Michigan. I don't know if you guys heard about Flint, but a little small town.
Yes.
Not so good now.
Right.
But my main influences, I would say, is my mother. You know, she influenced me a lot. And, you know, everything that she do, how she's a mother, how she, you know, works full-time. She's also a wife. She has a lot of roles in church. And, you know, she's kind of like Superwoman. She has all these different roles and things. So that's who I really look up to.
All right. Did she encourage you into modeling?
She does. And actually, my mother comes to a majority of my fashion shows as well.
That is beautiful. You see, a lot of people don't get that. I noticed that. I talked to some people, and a lot of people don't get that backing from their parents. So that's very much a strong key component into success.
Yes, it is. It is. I'm glad that I have support from my family and friends. Yep.
That's it. We're talking to Key Monda. I want you all, if you all have any questions, any comments, I'm going to read an email in just a few moments that I just received, but we'll get to your email in just a minute. But if you have any questions, comments, if you all want to show this beautiful model some love, why don't you give her a call? Hey, we're right here, and holler at us. Area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. Now, you are coming in at 5'8". That's pretty tall for a lot of, you know. But do you find yourself being I'm not going to get to the size yet, but do you find yourself sometimes being discriminated as far as your height, how tall you are?
No, I don't feel like I'm discriminated against. Now, when I was younger, growing up in high school and things, it's pretty much like I've been the same height since I was probably about 14, 15. When I was that age, it was a little odd because everyone else was still growing and I'm all taller than everyone else. But nowadays, it's fine. I don't feel like I'm discriminated against or anything. I do meet guys and they say, "Oh, you're really tall," but that's not it.
I'll be one of them. I am 5'4".
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. I don't discriminate.
Kimanda, now we all talk about this. I love to talk about this because I want to expose, put it out there in the light, in the forefront, because in a lot of ways, the plus model has been kind of pushed to the side or not really been given the proper or discriminated or not given the proper due or respect as other models. Have you experienced that type of discrimination?
No, I haven't had any type of discrimination like that yet. I'm sure that it may come. I'm not sure. I hope not. But I have recently actually talked to another model yesterday, and she was telling me how it's hard for her, to get into modeling because she has a lot of agencies that don't want to deal with her because of her size and this and that. But she is a bigger model than me, And so I think that plays a big part of it, because usually in the industry for plus size, it usually starts at like a size 10 and then like a 16, 18 is what it goes to. So there's really, you know, no one for bigger models, I'll say to like size 20, you know, 24, 26. So, you know, for models that's that size, it's not really that much work out there for them.
Should there, what can be done for plus models over that size 20 or 22? What can be done in order to open up that type of work and alleviate those types of discrimination?
Well, I have also talked to a couple of agencies that's actually, you know, trying to open that up and, you know, get bigger models so that, you know, they will have work as well. Because like you were saying, you know, beauty comes in all shapes and sizes, and it shouldn't be any discrimination if you're a size 2 or if you're a size 30. You know, everyone should be treated equally, because just like there's people that's size 2, there's also people that's a bigger size, a 26 or so. So, like when a woman goes into a store, she wants to see a woman her size actually wearing the clothes, not someone that's a size 5 wearing it. So, I definitely think that there should be more models that's that size as well. But there actually is a model, Tess Munster. She's actually she's a well-known model. And I'm not sure exactly what size she is, but I know that she's more than a size 20. And she's well-known all over, and she gets a lot of work. So my all I can say is other women that is getting into modeling that's a bigger size is just to keep going out there, you know, keep pushing. And, you know, I'm sure that someone, you know, you'll meet the right person, and then, you know, you'll be able to fulfill your dream.
Team Lion, this is Like It or Not with Michael Lane on Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to Plus Model Kimanda Hale. I am going to read you an email, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And actually, this is it came in maybe about 10 minutes ago, and this is from Haley, and Haley is from Brisbane, Australia.
Okay.
And Haley writes, "I would like to thank Kimanda." She spelled it wrong. I'm sorry. It's K-E-Y-M-O-N. D-A, just listening right now, just to let you know, give you a little information. But I would like to thank Kimanda and other models for giving me the support that I need and the confidence that I need. Do you, okay, is that, that was it? That was it.
Okay.
So how do you feel about being, oh, I'm sorry. This down at the bottom, it said hashtag inspiration. How do you feel like you're setting a trend, or you're becoming not a trendsetter, but a trailblazer?
No, I don't. I don't feel that way, but it's great because, I do have people telling me sometimes that I do inspire them, and I'm like, really? You know, I'm just doing my dream, but that's great. You know, I'm glad that I do inspire other people and women to, you know, to just, it's just all about confidence and loving who you are as a person. So
yes.
I'm glad that I can inspire others to feel that way about themselves.
That is awesome, and I know that you may not feel that way, but it sure looks like you're going to inspire someone. Somebody's coming. Now, I would like to say this real quick. Haley from Australia, you can call in. if you like to. You all don't have to just email. You can call in as well and show your love to Kimanda. Now, I want to kind of lighten it up a little bit. What was the most fun? I know you've had a great time on every project, the runway, and I'm talking about as far as the runways and the photo shoots. You had a great time being on all of them, but what was the most fun? What was the craziest experience you had dealing with one or the other?
I would say my funnest experience is group photo shoots. And group photo shoots is where there's like 10 or more models, and then there's like 5 or 6 photographers there. And so it's just like everyone gets together, and it's a party. So those mm-hmm. are probably my most fun times doing shoots. And everything is probably the group shoots. Like last year, we had a Halloween group shoot, and that was really fun. And then we did a lot of games, and, you know, everyone came together. We also did a Christmas shoot as well. But those are always fun.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. It sounds like that. I wish I could be there. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Now, I want you to tell people. Now, you have a page that we can follow on Model Mayhem?
I do. I'm also on Model Mayhem. My name on there is Kimanda. I'm also on Facebook. I have a page on there is Kimanda Plus Size Model. I'm also on Instagram as well. My name on Instagram is Kimanda. So you guys can all follow me on there. And actually, I'm going to be coming out with a calendar in November. So I will have that information on Facebook and on Instagram as well.
Oh, awesome. That's great. And I will definitely be posting that on my pages as well as her links to the Instagram, to Model Mayhem as well. So you all stay tuned after the show. I will have those links as well. We have to show support. And you know, Kimanda, I was talking to Rochelle Dre, another wonderful plus size model, and Rochelle Dre was saying that she was saying that plus models need to stick together, because in some aspects there's been a little rift. And sometimes, have you ever experienced that? Because that kind of surprised me. Because, you know, with all that discrimination that I've seen people speak about, are you surprised that sometimes it can become a little tense or bad within the plus model community?
You said it could be a risk.
A rift, like, you know, you have a. Like you had beef with somebody?
Oh, okay, yeah. And any, because it's like you're competing, you know, and
okay.
Everyone is competing against each other. So I can definitely see, you know, how it could be, you know, you can have beef with someone or anything like that. Me, you know, I want everyone to make it. If I can help someone,
right.
You know, if someone comes to me and say, you know, what photographer should I use, you know, this and that, how to get into modeling, always, you
mm-hmm.
know, I give them advice, you know, how
right.
how I got into modeling, you know, what I did, you know, to help them, because I do want everyone to succeed. But I can see definitely how, you know, it can be a little crazy in the modeling industry. I have experienced some of that.
Mm, okay.
Earlier
okay.
in my career,
mm-hmm.
I had a friend, and me and her both were plus size models, and you know she wanted information on how to, you know, get photographers, different things like that, and I was helping her, But the whole time she was just, you know, taking all that in, and, you know, after she got what she needed, she kind of, like, you know, pushed me to the side. So, you know, you will experience that, you know, in any industry. You know, you have people that are, what do they call it? They don't care who they step on.
Right, you cut throats.
Yeah, they don't care who they very cutthroat. And, you know, just they don't care. You know, they're just in it for themselves, and they don't care, you know, who they hurt or, you know, anything like that.
So, you know, some people may look at you and others, and they say, oh, look at Kimada. She's so beautiful, and she's just so beautiful and gorgeous. But don't let that prettiness fool you. To get in that business, you have to have some type of, you have to be tough. You actually have to. You know, you have to be hard. You have to be, you know, ready, tough skin.
Right, you do. You do. You absolutely do. You know, you can't be real soft, because it may be a photographer, or you may be in a runway show, and, you know, them people, they're there because they know what they want. They know how they want the shoot to look and different things. So, you know, you just can't take everything to heart.
Mm-hmm.
If they tell you something, I don't take everything to heart.
We're running out of show, but I would love to ask you, what does the future hold, or what do you want the future to hold for you and your career? What is your biggest goal?
Well, my goal is to be an actual professional model, where I'm traveling all over the world. You know, that's what my goal is, and I feel like it's going to happen. You know, I've only been modeling for a year, and I feel like I've accomplished a lot.
It's unbelievable. After only a year, you have accomplished a lot. Only a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just absolute. I mean, if you can make this much noise in a year, the sky is nothing but the limit for you. And but, you know, I have to ask you, do you have any, because I have a lot of people, I know a lot of people, including maybe a couple in my family members, you know, my family members, that may feel low, that may feel less of a person, or because they've been talked about because of their weight or not feeling good. Do you have any message? And I hope some of my family members are listening. But do you have any words of encouragement? Because look at where you're at now. Do you have any words of encouragement for those who may have a low self-esteem, who may think that they can't do what you're doing or try to get into other ventures because of their looks?
I would say, you know, you just have to love yourself. You know, God made you who you are. And so you just have to be confident in who you are as a person and love yourself. You know, because when I was younger, high school and things, I've always been a big bone girl. And, you know, every guy didn't like that. And so people would say things about me. And it did. It hurt my feelings. But as I got older, you know, I got more confident. I learned more about myself, and I know me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I can say is just, you know, you just have to love who you are as a person.
You're right.
Because it doesn't matter, you know, shape, size, anything like that. You know, everyone is beautiful.
And isn't that something? That's true. Everyone is beautiful. And you know what? You definitely are beautiful. You're beautiful inside and out. I thank you, and I love you, and I wish you nothing but great success here on out.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you. I enjoyed
thank
the show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
and I hope to have you on the show again.
That would be great anytime.
All right, and we will definitely stay in touch. We will definitely talk about it as far as the calendar is concerned. So you can't wait for that calendar to come out this November.
Yeah, I'm working on it right now, so it's going to be good. So you guys make sure you follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I have all the information on how to purchase the calendar.
All right. We will definitely do that, and we will have the links for those social sites as well. And you have yourself a blessed week.
Thank you. You too.
All right. That's the lovely plus model, Kimanda. And believe me, guys, she is, hey, if you are, and I'm sorry, guys, for those of you all who called, who have just called, I'm sorry. You have to wait. Don't wait until the end of the show. Let's get it on in the beginning. That's why don't email me and be upset because you guys called too late. We can't have people calling in too late because I still have to do my interview. So call as early as you guys can so you can show love at the end of the show. I have to call. I have to close out. So those of you all, we're going to have her back, and you all call early, all right? We will have her back on the show sometime. We'll stay tuned on the show, and we'll give you information. But right now, okay, in a few minutes, you all will have the links to her Instagram, the links to her Model Mayhem, the links to her Facebook page. We have to support these beautiful women out there just defying the odds, going out there, and yes, pretty much blazing that trail. She says she's not a trailblazer, and I respect that. But, you know, she is definitely making moves and inspiring. We have to be there for those who are inspiring. They are beautiful. And I said earlier on the show, beauty does come in every shape and size. I have a special place in my heart for plus models. I've always loved, I've hated the fact of the discrimination, and I've always loved the fact of their confidence. They had confidence. This woman is just as beautiful as they come, and she is not afraid to go out there and strut her stuff. And she's very business-minded. She's very professional. She knows what in the world she is doing. So you have to definitely support wonderful people like her, and we're just so blessed to have her on the show. Now, as far as tomorrow night, join me on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We are going to talk about Ray Rice. It's very important that you all join me and talk as we talk about Ray Rice. A lot of people had actually disagreed with me on the Ray Rice issue. I'm going to tell you why he is toxic for the NFL. So you all do not want to miss that on SmackTongue.com. Once again, I love to thank the lovely model, Kimanda Plus Size Model. She is a wonderful person. I told you all, y'all didn't want to miss it. And thank you, Haley. Thank you, Haley from Australia. And thank you, all of you all from all around the world, for listening. And please show your support. And until next time, this is your boy, Michael Lane. As always, closing in by saying that, hey, look, when I always come, no matter what I bring, it's going to be real because it's all me, like it or not. Ow.
Like it or not. Like it or not. Like the lane. Like it or not. You're in tune too. Like it or not. Like it or not. Like